ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। अंगुष्ठ मात्र पुरुष आत्मनि मध्ये तिष्ठति। मध्य आत्मनि तिष्ठति। ईशानो भूतभोग्यस्य न ततो विजुगुप्सते एतद्वैतत्। So there's no Ishvara Bhagavan other than the truth. And the truth alone as Bhagavan is said to be Purushaha. That Purusha, the truth alone is there. As if he is of the size of the thumb in the center part of the person, which means in the available for recognition in the heart. Within the heart, physical heart, the Golakam called heart, in the Indriyam called mind, Bhagavan is available. Therefore, Bhagavan is said to be as though of the size of a thumb. And if a person discovers that Bhagavan, the truth, that's the only way of freeing oneself from the sense of insecurity centered on I. And as, a person can become free from the hold of sense of insecurity centered on I only when the fear of death resolves. The phenomenon called fear resolves. Person becomes free from the hold of all emotions. So here the mantra says, Tataha na vijugupsate. Now, we saw that Angushtamatra Purushaha Jyotihiva. Angushtamatra Purushaha Jyotihiva. He is like the flame, he is like the effulgence. He is like the flame means every jiva is like a flame, a huge conflagration of fire. And every jiva is like a spark. The nature of the spark and the huge the fire is one and the same. Similarly here, flame. Any number of flames can be there of the only fire. All the flames are actually the only fire. Like this here, he is like the jyoti flame, which means essentially he is of the nature of noi. Adhumakaha, absolutely free. Adhumakaha means is smoke free, means this jiva who is of the nature of consciousness is untouched by the darkness of ignorance. He is free from tamas. And that jiva, another than Purusha Ishvara himself, the lord of the time, lord of time factor, lord of past and future. And that lord who alone is in the form of today, who alone is tomorrow. This also we have seen. If you have the 14th mantra also, Yathodakam Durge Vrishtam Parvateshu Vidhavati Evam Dharman Prithak Pashyam Stanevanu Vidhavati. See here, the meaning is, we started this mantra yesterday. Yatha Durge Vrishtam Udakam Parvateshu Vidhavati. Just as the only water evaporated from the ocean, then which got condensed, which alone is in the form of clouds, then in certain condition, when it rains, when the water rain becomes rain, he says, Yatha Durge Vrishtam Udakam Parvateshu Vidhavati. the water rained on a mountain, runs down, flows down the slopes of the mountain. Then what happens? That's all. The water goes back to the ocean. It means it disappears, means it is not available in the form of stream or rain anymore. It goes back to the ocean. Which means going where it goes back, how it disappears, that's not the idea. The only water flows down in a small different, so many streams. In the same way, the only reality, Brahma, as Ishvara, manifested in different minds, he expresses itself as different jivas. Really speaking, only Ishvara is there as many jivas. Is there really plurality of jivas? No. Does plurality is, there seems to be plurality of jivas. The seeming plurality, of course, the seeming plurality, we cannot deny it. But absolutely, there is no plurality because the jiva status is mithya. Jiva status is mithya. Because the source of the jiva is Ishvara, who is another than Brahma. He is speaking all these jivas. The jiva status is mithya. It means we can say Ishvara status also is mithya. The truth alone is, Swarupam of the jiva is mithya. The Swarup truth, source of manifestation alone is satyam. Therefore, jivas are not really many. So it here it is said, evam dharman pratak pashyan. So the person who is ignorant of the source of manifestation, who does not know there is one and the only source of manifestation, who is ignorant of the source of manifestation, ignorant of the truth, Swarup of the jiva, who takes the jiva as the reality, the individual being as the reality, such a person, dharman prithak pashyati, he sees the jivas to be different. Dharman prithak pashyati. He sees the jivas to be different. Such a person who is seeing the jivas to be different, dharman jivan prithak pashyan, that person really taneva anuvidhavati. Taneva anuvidhavati. Which means he goes after those jivas means what? He goes after those jivas means he becomes dependent on the jivas. Thereby the world for his happiness and security. For his security. Which means he does not know how to be dependent on Ishvara for his security. Thereby, there is no possibility of himself becoming absolutely independent. There's no way of becoming self-dependent. There's no way of becoming self-dependent. There's no way of becoming absolutely independent. There's no way of discovering the absolute independence. Because this person does not shift his dependence from the world of people to Ishvara. He is dependent on people, other jivas. He does not shift his dependence to Ishvara. Why he does not shift his dependence to Ishvara? Why he can't become absolutely independent? Because he mistakes his jivas to be real and he's seeing these jivas to be different. He is not able to see the essential oneness. He mistakes plurality to be real. See, the dependence itself is purely because of mistaking the mithya to be satyam. As long as a person mistakes that which is as though real to be absolutely real, he will be helplessly dependent on the mithya. As long as a person is dependent on mithya jivas, mithya world, there's no possibility of becoming independent at all. Which means there's no possibility of discovering the independence which is already there. This is the actually meaning. So what happens? He continued to be in this world, being born again and again and again, having the jiva status, enjoying the jiva status. There's no way of resolving the jivatvam on his part. This is the actual lesson we had to understand from this mantra. It means he'll continue to be born. He'll leave one body, he'll be born again, he will be born again, he'll be born again, which means anudhavati means such a person will continue to be a jiva in this world. There's no way of resolving his jivatvam. He will be continued to be one among the many jivas because he mistakes this jiva's plurality to be real. It's not directly said here in this mantra. If a person, the benefit of seeing the fact of plurality being mithya is discussed in the following mantra, the 15th mantra, the next mantra. But how can one see the plurality being mithya? If one has to see the plurality of jivas being mithya. See, I am different from you, you are different from me, we are all different from others, we are all different from each other. This difference is jiva jiva bhedaha. All jivas are different. Not only are human beings, we have to think of all countless number of species, living creatures. All are different. All are different. We talk about sajatiya bhedaha, vijatiya bhedaha, and swagata bhedaha. Talk about this difference. And jiva jiva bheda. So plurality is very real for us. In our perception, we do experience plurality. Plurality is definitely real for us. It is not easy to say plurality is not there. Of course, plurality is there, but how real it is? It is absolutely real for us. For an ajnani, it's absolutely real. So Shastram says, it is not, this plurality is absolutely real, is because it's an erroneous perception, because of the ignorance of the truth. We understand the plurality being mithya is a fact, it must become very clear. If a person has to see the plurality of beings is being mithya, then one has to see one's own self being non-separate from Ishvara. One has to see the essential non-difference between one's own self and Ishvara. And to see the essential non-difference, first of all, one has to discover one's own swarupam, being essential nature, being pure consciousness. So, it's repeated in the wake of the knowledge of one's own essential nature, swarupam being consciousness, one can discover one's own self being non-separate from Ishvara. In the light of the urge of non-difference, one can appreciate the fact of essential oneness of all the jivas. Thereby, one can see the plurality being mithya. If a person does not see this fact, then he'll continue to be in samsara. This is what the previous mantra said. Now, this mantra states, this is the concluding mantra of this first valli of second chapter. Yathodakam shuddhe shuddhamasiktam tadrugeva bhavati. Yathodakam shuddhe shuddhamasiktam tadrugeva bhavati. Evam muner vijanata atma bhavati gautama. Yathodakam shuddhe shuddhamasiktam tadrugeva bhavati. Evam muner vijanata atma bhavati gautama. Yathodakam shuddhe shuddhamasiktam tadrugeva bhavati. Evam muner vijanata atma bhavati gautama. So here Gautamaha is a name, and Gautama is in vocative case. Here it is said, hey Gautama. Having addressed as he Gautama, the teacher continues his teaching. What does he say? He says, the benefit of the vision of the essential oneness. Yatha udakam shuddhe shuddham asiktam tadrugeva bhavati. Shuddhe means, shuddham means pure. Shuddhe is locative case. And we have to, because the following word, yatha udakam, the word udakam comes. Therefore, the adjective shuddhe should be taken as an adjective of the word udakam. So, shuddhe udake, shuddhe udake, yatha, asiktam shuddham udakam. Shuddhe udake asiktam shuddham udakam yatha. Tadrigeva bhavati. Tadrigeva bhavati. That's one sentence number one. Evam vijanataha munehe atma bhavati. Here, munehe, vijanataha munehe. Vijanan munihi means a person who has mastery over his mind, thereby who has clear vision of the Atma, is said to be vijanan munihi. A wise person, a jnani, is said to be vijanan munihi. Vijanan, the person who is clearly seeing the truth, clearly knowing the truth, for whom the truth is not an object of thought, but the truth is the very truth of the subject, truth of one's own self. The person who has clear vision, who is seeing the truth clearly, is Vijanan. Ajnani, a wise person, is Vijanan Purushaha. And he is also said to be Munihi because he has absolute mastery over his mind. Manana Shilaha, Munihi. The person who has clear vision of the truth alone can have absolute mastery over his mind. The person who has absolute mastery over his mind is the real conqueror of the real absolute conqueror. Conqueror of the world. A jnani. A vijanan munihi means a wise person who is seeing clearly the truth as one's own sarupam. Thereby who sees everything as the truth, thereby who has absolute mastery over his mind, is Vijanan Munihi. Is it clear? Okay. And Vijanan Munehe Atma Bhavati. Atma Bhavati. Atma Bhavati means what? Atma becomes the self of the wise person becomes what? Becomes Brahma. Does not become Brahma. The self of the wise person being Brahman is very clear for the wise person. If you have the vision of Atma, you become Brahma. You as though you become Brahma. You cannot become Brahma. You are already Brahma. If you know who you are Brahma. If you do not know who you are not Brahma. That's what the fact is. You need not become Brahma. You are already Brahma. If you know, you are Brahma. If you do not know, you are not. So what prevents you from being Brahma? Ignorance. Ignorance prevents you from being what you are. Knowledge helps you to be just what you are. That's why there's no greater accomplishment than just being yourself. Being yourself is the greatest accomplishment. Do you know that? But the most difficult thing is being our own self. What should I do? Being yourself means being Brahma. Being Brahma means being limitless. Being limitless means what? Being free from limitations. Being free from limitations means being free. Being muktaha. Reveling in moksha. So how can you be yourself? You cannot become. You can just be. For you to be what you are already, you need to discover what you are. If you discover, you can be just yourself. If you do not discover what you are, and you will be misplaced, you will be having wrong identity. Essence will be placed in what you are not. So you are not, you cannot be what you are. Not being able to be what you are is what? Being individual, being a limited person. So here the mantra says, Vijanan Munehe Atma Bhavati means the self of a wise person becomes Brahma. Means the wise person remains as Brahma. Ignorant person does not, though he is Brahma, he cannot remain as Brahma. This is the meaning. Okay. Like what example is given here. Yatha Shuddhe Asiktam Shuddham Udakam. Shuddhe Asiktam Shuddham Udakam. Shuddham Udakam means pure water. Clean water, pure water is Shuddham Udakam. Asiktam. Siktam means sprinkled. Asiktam means poured. Sinchati sprinkles. Asinchati pours. Asiktam poured. So the pure, clean water poured and mixed into what? Shuddhe. Into the clean water. The pure water mixed into, poured into the pure clean water becomes what? Becomes pure water only. The pure water mixed with the pure water remains as pure water. Does not become, okay? As if it becomes pure water. Pure water mixed with, poured into pure water remains as pure water. As though becomes pure water. తాదృగేవ భవతి, తాదృగేవ భవతి. ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్. తాదృగేవ భవతి మీన్స్ ఇట్ హ్యాపన్స్ సిమిలర్లీ, ఇట్ హ్యాపన్స్ తాదృగేవ ఇన్ ద సేమ్ వే ఇట్ హ్యాపన్స్. తాదృగేవ మీన్స్ ఇన్ ద సేమ్, తథాయేవ. తాదృగేవ హియర్ మీన్స్ తథాయేవ. సిమిలర్లీ ఇట్ హ్యాపన్స్. వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్? అ వైస్ పర్సన్స్ సెల్ఫ్ రిమైన్స్ యాజ్ బ్రహ్మ. వై? ఆల్రెడీ యువర్ స్వరూపం ఈజ్ ప్యూర్ క్లీన్, ప్యూర్ కాన్షియస్నెస్. ఎసెన్షియలీ అహం ఈజ్ మేనిఫెస్టేషన్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్. ద సోర్స్ ఆఫ్ మేనిఫెస్టేషన్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఐ ఈజ్ నథింగ్ బట్ ప్యూర్ కాన్షియస్నెస్, బ్రహ్మ. అండ్ వెన్ యు రిజాల్వ్ దిస్ ఐసెన్స్ ఇన్ బ్రహ్మ, ఐ వాయిస్ పర్సన్ రిజాల్వ్స్ ఐసెన్స్ ఇన్ బ్రహ్మ కాగ్నిటివ్లీ, దెన్ హీ రిమైన్స్ అస్ బ్రహ్మ. వేవ్ ఈజ్ రిజాల్వ్ ఇన్ టు వాట్? ఓషన్ మీన్స్ వాట్? వాటర్ మీన్స్ వేవ్ రిమైన్స్ అస్ వాటర్. సో ఐసెన్స్ రిజాల్వ్డ్ ఇన్ టు ఇట్స్ స్వరూపం ఇన్ టర్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ ప్యూర్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ రిమైన్స్ అస్ బ్రహ్మ. మీన్ జీవ స్వరూపం ఈజ్ ఆల్వేస్ ప్యూర్. జీవ స్వరూపం, ద స్వరూపం ఆఫ్ జీవ, ద ట్రూత్ ఆఫ్ ఐ ఈజ్ ఎవర్ ప్యూర్ క్లీన్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ విచ్ ఇస్ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ బ్లెమిషెస్, విచ్ ఇస్ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ సిన్స్, విచ్ ఇస్ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ కర్మస్. జీవ స్వరూపం ఈజ్ వాట్? వాట్ ఈస్ ద స్వరూపం ఆఫ్ జీవ? స్వరూపం ఆఫ్ జీవ ఈజ్ ఆత్మ, ప్యూర్ కాన్షియస్నెస్. That consciousness is ever pure. How pure it is? Free from doership, free from enjoyership, free from panchita paradha agami karmas, free from all impurities, jealousy, hatred, anger, fear, anxiety, all impurities, free from all punya papams, free from all blemishes, all sins, all karmas, free from the hold of all emotions, free from all limitations. Therefore, it is ever pure, ever clean. And this in the wake of, if a wake of knowledge of one's own sarupam being pure consciousness implied by the term atma, then the reality of the whole being same, on the same reality implied by the term Brahma, the wise person's self remains as Brahma. See, where can you resolve your identity? When you do this drigdrishi veka prakriya, now Shastram teaches how you can how to discover your swarupam. How are you going to discover Ishvara? How are you going to discover Paramatma, Parambrahma Chaitanyam? How? You have to discover what you are. To discover what you are, the first basic class is what? What is the basic lesson we have? First of all, you have to distinguish yourself from what you are not. And you start. Okay, you distinguish yourself from the world of objects. You know, the entire world is world of objects. And you see, you are the knower of the world. So you are different from the world. As knower of the world, when you distinguish yourself from the known world, so the entire world comes under the category of the known, and you distinguish yourself as the knower. I am the knower, the world is the known. This is how the distinguishing begins. And afterwards, I'm the knower. So as a knower, I am different from the known. So not only the thing, objects external to the sense organs, known through sense organs, perceived through sense organs, even this gross physical body having these different parts, head, hands, thighs and shanks and feet and toes and fingers, even this physical body is an object of knowledge. Oh, I the knower, I am different from this known physical body. So you, when you distinguish yourself as the knower, you look at your own physical body as the known, your body becomes included in the gross objective world. You must generously your understanding, okay? They look at this, what is physical body? Physical body is Virat Ishwara. There's no physical body other than Virat Ishwara. The whole entire objective gross universe is Ishwara. The physical body is part of the gross universe, objective universe, which is Ishwara. Ishwara means you look at everything as Ishwara. So this is the objective world. Then you move on to, you understand how you have to distinguish your physiological functions, your sense powers, powers of organs of actions. You distinguish yourself as the knower, being different from the known, all the subtle powers. Then you have to distinguish yourself as the knower of your own emotions. When you distinguish yourself as the knower of your emotions, you see your emotions being objects of knowledge. And that is how you distinguish yourself as the knower of your antahkaranam, the mind. If as the knower of, experiencer of the three states of mind, you see yourself being distinct from the three states of mind, antahkaranam, then you have to see who are you. If as the knower of three states of mind, being distinct and different from the known states of mind, then who the knower is, then there's only the knower qualification. There's only knower title. We search for the knower. You have to stumble upon abstract, formless reality. Abstract, formless, suppressed reality. In fact, you arrive at the reality only in terms of its nature of knowing. And you have to resolve the very knower qualification in that very reality. There's no knower other than this reality, which is of the nature of knowing. Therefore, pure knowledge, pure consciousness, pure awareness is what? The surup of the jiva, the truth of I. The same abstract, formless reality which you arrive at in terms of its nature of knowing as surup of the knower is the same reality obtaining in every antahkaranam as the surup of every jiva. Every being. That's why it is said you can arrive at the reality only as the truth of I, only in your own mind as an individual. Once you arrive at the reality, then you can resolve your individuality. You have to have individual status until you arrive at the reality. Very need for you to discover this surupam only when you begin your search as a jiva. You begin your search as jiva. By the time you arrive at the truth, you resolve the jiva status in the very revision of the reality. Then what happens? You don't become Brahma. You discover your surupam being all pervasive reality Atma, and the same Atma is also implied by the term Brahma, the only truth of the whole. Then you do not become Atma, you do not become Brahma. In the wake of Jnanam, you see yourself being already Atma Brahma. See, discovering one's own sarupam, thereby seeing the fact of one's own self being already non-separate from Ishvara, already being Brahma, is becoming Brahma. You cannot become purer. Knowledge does not make you purer. Knowledge helps you claim the purity which is already your sarupam. That's why what is it which can make a person pure, which can purify the person? nothing like nothing other than knowledge can purify the person. Nahi jnanena sadrisham pavitram iha vidyate. There's nothing which is as purifying as knowledge. Why? As long as you are ignorant, as long as you have erroneous self-perception, as long as you have wrong identity, as long as you have wrong notion, entertain wrong notions, you have all impurities superimposed upon you. If you have, in the wake of jnanam, in the, when the perception becomes corrected, in a different perspective, you don't become pure. You claim purity as your own swarupam. One can take ownership of purity as one's essential nature. Then you don't become Brahma, you are Brahma. Okay. Therefore, the mantra says, Yatha Shuddham, Yatha Udakam, Shuddhe Asiktam. When the pure water is poured into the pure water and mixed with the pure water, it remains as pure water. So also, every jiva is essentially pure atma. If you discover your swarupam, you claim your consciousness, reality, atma as yourself. When you shift identity from anatma to atma, you take atma, take ownership of atma as yourself, then you are Brahma. What is said here? So also here, a wise person's atma remains as atma. Vijanan munehe atma bhavati. Means what? Vijanan munehe atma brahma bhavati. The wise person's self remains as Brahma. Just as pure water, mixed with pure water, remains as pure water. When a person discovers essential oneness, essential non-difference, when a person takes ownership of purity as one's own sarupa, he remains as Brahma. We in the last two verses, the mantra presents the consequence of continuing to be ignorant and the benefit of having the vision. Two mantras discussed here. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.